We move on to the next critical component of a hard conversation and developing your awareness, and that is what I call our tripwires. These are the things that trigger us into heightened emotional states. So all of us have little tripwires. That's that hidden wire that you can't see that if you walk across, it flips a switch and an alarm goes off or the bomb goes off or whatever. These are the tripwires, and we all have them, and the more you become aware of them, the more you can map your tripwires for yourself and for others. And when you map your tripwires for others, they're less likely to set them off. So what are your triggers? What are your tripwires? What are the thing? How do you find them? Well, the basic place to start for most tripwires and triggers is your values. What is important to you? Remember how I said it a while ago, a great way to find your values is to find out what makes you angry. And that's exactly right. So that's where we're going to start. So here are a bunch of very common tripwires and triggers for all kinds of different people. So these are all just effectively values. If you look here, here's one cluster. For some people, you know, they want to have peace. And when you are disrupting them, that's a tripwire. Or for some people, they want to have no pressure on them. They don't like being pushed or tried to be persuaded. And if you keep pushing, they might get set off. They want agreement. Like, it's really important that everybody's harmonious and kind of all on the same page. And when there isn't, that can be a tripwire. Another set of kind of cluster values are that sense of fairness or competence. When you aren't doing your job right or when you aren't very effective, it can make certain people very angry. The right way, making sure things are done the right way. There is a right way, there's a wrong way, and you better get it right. Another group is kindness, support, appreciation. You know, it's really important. If you are mean to people, that sets me off. If you're not supporting others, that makes me really angry. If I don't feel appreciated, that one's going to send me to the moon. Another set is efficiency, success, and recognition. You know, if things are inefficient, I get furious. If I'm threatened with failure or you think I'm a failure, not good. Recognition. You know what? I'm doing all this stuff. I never seem to get recognized. That makes me really angry. Another set is originality, being understood and feeling loved. You know, originality is, it's really important to some people that they are totally unique and unlike anybody else. And if they're compared to or told they remind them of or they're a lot like or they're clustered together, they do not like that. That sets them off. Or being understood, you know, getting motives assigned to them that they don't have. Feeling loved, making sure I feel, you know, deeply loved by someone. And if I don't feel loved, I get really trippy, and that's a tripwire for me. Another, it's privacy. They have very strong sense of boundaries and propriety, and they do not want people invading their private lives or space or anything, and that can set them off. Space, same thing. Physical space, literally, don't get so close to me. Intelligence. Stupid people annoy me. I don't want to be around stupid people. When I meet someone who's not smart, I don't want any part of that. It makes me really angry, right? So that may be a tripwire for them. Other clusters for people, trust. Trusting them, being trusted. If you don't trust me, if I can't trust you, oh man, things go bad. Security. This doesn't feel safe. I don't feel safe in this. Being heard. You're not listening to me. I have more to say. You're not listening. You're not listening. I'm going to keep talking until you hear me, and I'm going to get escalated when you don't hear me. Things like freedom, fun, big ideas. You know, I need to feel free. I'm a butterfly, not a kite. Don't tie a string to me and expect me to be on your hook. Nuh-uh. No, I want to be free. Fun. Don't bring me down. Why does everything have to be heavy and negative and so difficult all the time? Big ideas. I love big, bold, dreaming ideas. And like when we got to like ground it all in these like minutia of details and everything that has to be like, you know, I's dotted, T's crossed. It just annoys me to no end. I just want to be big picture. Another cluster is truth, justice, and respect. You know, tell me the truth. If you lie to me, that will absolutely set me off. Justice. If I see something that's unfair, I'm going to go after that. Respect. If you disrespect me, I don't want to talk to you anymore because you're not going to like where this conversation is going to go. So there you go. I've just given you kind of a set of words and ideas. And by the way, if you know the Enneagram, it's in one of the bonuses that'll be released later. These map to the Enneagram personality type. So that's another shortcut for you. If you know your Enneagram type, they're mapped right on top of that. If you don't know your Enneagram type, that's okay. There's a bonus module that'll come out later and you can learn about yourself that way. But you don't have to know the Enneagram, because these are things that are true and they transcend your personality type. Everybody's a little different. So what are your tripwires? What are those things that really set you off that you just know when that happens, I am not in a good place emotionally? I go right to my lizard brain, right? You have lizard brain, you have mammal brain, and you have human brain. That's your neocortex. That's the most rational, most thoughtful. That's the one that can be enlightened. The lizard brain is the most regressive, most aggressive, most dangerous brain we all have. And we all have it, and we all go there. And these tripwires send you right to the lizard brain. So what are yours? Go ahead and take a look at this. This is a download also. You can look at it. You can answer some questions and begin to identify what are those things that I know for me set me off. And once I know those things, I can be more conscious about it. I can protect those areas more carefully. What are the tripwires of the person I'm talking to? I don't really want to walk into setting them off. Or, you know what, maybe someone's really mad at me. I have no idea why. Well, the chances are you set off a tripwire. You may not know which one it is. So it's in your best interest to get really curious about, man, what was that that happened? What did I trip? So let's workshop your story. What is your conversation? What are those tripwires that got set for you? You might want to admit those to yourself because it may be relevant for the person. So let me give you an example from my story. Remember Tom? One of them was kindness. That's a tripwire for me. That's a tripwire in almost any setting. I really respect kindness and value it. And when I see people that I think are being unkind, I get lit up. Another one is success. It's important to me that I am seen as successful, that I am viewed that way. And everything that Tom was saying to my boss made me look like a failure. So that one triggered me. That was a tripwire. He set off a detonator. Another one is recognition. It's related to success. And then the third one is being understood. It is so important to me to be understood. I hate it when people assign motives to me that I don't have, when they claim I have an agenda that I don't have. Tom was saying that I was trying to be political, that I was angling to get more power, and that I was manipulating my boss. That nothing could be further from the truth. I was trying to be, it was the exact opposite. I was trying to help. I was trying to support. I was trying to make sure that, you know, you could see the support over there. I was trying to be kind. That was my other value. And here he was accusing me of the very things that I wasn't. And so what are yours? Now, here's a really important piece and dynamic about this whole tripwires discussion. When you know your tripwires, it is in your interest to let others know about them, to map your tripwires for others so they know they don't deliberately cross them, and most people won't. And the second thing you need to know is after you've mapped them, you need to let everybody else know and yourself know it is not their job to avoid them. It is your job to manage your own emotional life. And if somebody sets off your tripwire, it is not our right to go around on some holy crusade to fix that person. It is our responsibility to manage our own emotional life, to manage the things that set us off. It is my problem, not yours, if I have a tripwire of being misunderstood. That's really critical. So here's how this could look in practice. I'm going to Tom, and I say to Tom, hey, Tom, I got to tell you, I already told him, you know, I was provoked. I was feeling really offended. And the reason is because, you know what? I've got this little tripwire in me that when somebody walks across it, it sets me off. And this isn't your problem. It's my problem. But it's being misunderstood. It is so important to me to be understood and to not have motives assigned to me that I don't have. And that's what you got from me. That's why when I came at you, I was not at my best. And I got really triggered by that experience. And it was just because I was feeling so misunderstood. Again, not your problem. That was my problem. But I just want you to know about that so that going forward in our relationship, you need to know that's an area of risk for me. That's an area that I'm working on. And that's a real trigger or tripwire for me. So you can begin to see how that's a kind of a way of helping people figure out how to relate in this new system of your own tripwires. And then you might get curious about what are their tripwires, right? What is it that why did I set off? Well, I know what I set off for Tom. Tom was all about competence, and Tom was about the right way, and Tom was about fairness. So he was feeling really triggered. The CEO walked across his tripwires, set him off, and off he went to the races. He went right into his lizard brain, probably did some things that I know he regretted. He told me he did. He was apologetic. We'll get to the end here, and I'll tell you the conversation when it all kind of came together. So that's the tripwires. In our next video, we're going to go to the final center of intelligence. So we've done the thinking, we've done the feeling, and you can see how both the thinking and these tripwires will create feelings. So now you're seeing the sequencing. These are two things that flow into and feed the feelings. Now we're going to go into the last center of intelligence, which is the gut, the body, the will, the instinct. This is your what it is you're after, what your commitments are, what you want.